This is the BBC.
Here's the Monday Scott Mills Daily Podcast, reminiscing on a triumphant Ibiza DJ debut for Chris Stark in some toilets at the weekend. Another Google game reveals what's really going on inside our heads, and we may have found someone that's even unluckier than my friend Unlucky Gary. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hello, Tony, who says, I never text Radio 1, or wait by the radio with excitement for that often, but I'm so excited to hear about Chris's Ibiza gig in the toilets. What a ridiculous weekend.
I really can't believe it.
You must be buzzing.
Totally. It was one of the maddest experiences of my life. Losing my voice now, obviously.
Yes.
But I just don't think any of us expected it to be quite like that.
So I turned up at this club in Ibiza, obviously a bit late, for your set. No, only about, 10 minutes late?
Yeah.
And I walked into the toilets thinking, oh God, I hope there's some people in it.
That's what I thought. I thought there'd be a handful of people who obviously listened last week. But I really wasn't expecting that.
It was not a handful. It took me 10 minutes to get to you. You couldn't move in there.
I cannot believe how many people came out. I think to show a bit of support,
yeah,
but then just stay and have fun and have a great party. And there was so much other amazing stuff going on in that club and at that moment, Pete Tong was in the main room.
Ridiculous.
No, it's like no one should have been there.
Everyone's filming on their phones.
Oh,
like,
amazing.
Just doing it all for Instagram. I turn up at the booth. I couldn't get in the booth at first. And then
I got you in.
Thank you. Yeah, whatever. Danny Howard was in there. And Kel Spellman having the time of his life, and Clara Amfo. I was like, this is mad.
It was just one of those really weird moments that probably shouldn't have been the way it was, but it was, and it felt very special, very cool.
And it felt like, the people that were listening last week, they were there to genuinely support you.
That's
it. Was a really nice feeling.
That's exactly what it was. And as soon as I turned up, there were so many people who'd been listening last week, just wanted to show a bit of support, welcome us. It was the most welcoming gig I've possibly ever DJed. It was amazing.
Even on the plane on the way there, I heard a girl going, yeah, I'm going to see Chris Stark in the toilets tonight. It's like, that's not, you don't expect to hear that.
What's going on?
Don't expect to hear that on a plane.
Scott Mills.
I feel like I've made some really bad food choices in Ibiza this weekend.
One of them was amazing, though.
Did you see, I don't know whether you were there at that point, the little kind of gyros kebab thing I had?
No, I wasn't.
That was mystery meat. I don't know what that was. But tasted good at the time. But let's go back to Saturday afternoon where I took you out for a little bite to eat, didn't I?
You did. I'm going to put this picture on my Instagram, actually, because it is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. I don't know why you just didn't order a straight-up pizza.
Well, I did. I thought I did.
You didn't.
But you know when you order something in a restaurant, we've all been there, and when it comes, you think to yourself, oh, right, literally, I have totally made the wrong choice here. And everyone around you, because we had a couple of mates there with us, all their food looked amazing. I was looking at other tables with envy, going, oh, but yours is so nice. And it was a nice place, right? Right on the beach there.
It was
there.
A really, really nice place. But you went really off-piste with your selection. I don't know if you just had a big night the night before and was kind of making odd choices because of it.
Well, no, I copied my friend who also had the same.
Yeah, I thought that was odd. Describe.
Okay, so imagine like a dry pizza dough base, okay? There's no like tomato on it to make it less dry or cheese or anything.
It's just,
it's like yeah, straight up dough.
It's like a flat dough ball.
Yeah, but like a size of a plate. And then imagine, on top of that, some wafer thin ham has been taken out of a packet.
And then kind of
arranged on the pizza in a ribbon, in a ribbon style. I called it ribbons o' ham.
Yeah, ribbons o' ham. It was like, I don't know, it was just like a sheet over the dough.
A sheet of ham. And I was like, what is this? But on the menu, it didn't say Ribbon O' Ham Pizza. It had a misleading name. Have you got a picture?
I've got a picture. I'm putting it up now.
Right, I'm going to put it on your Instagram and Twitter and I'll retweet that because I want everyone to see the Ribbon O' Ham Pizza. And let me know if you have had anything similar in your life before because that was a new one to me. Does it look weird on the picture?
Oh, it looks gross.
Okay, good.
Scott Mills.
It's that time where we like to try and work out what people are thinking by playing the Google game. When you put the start of a question into Google, it will try and auto-complete it for you. We're going to get given the start of a sentence. We have to guess what the most popular answers will be that people have Googled. Make sense?
Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously, when you type something in on Google, it basically gives the most popular end to that question. And that's probably based on the amount of people that have typed it in.
So play along. We'll get a sentence now. We don't know what it's going to be. We'll try and work out the most popular answers on the internet. Mm. Can we have it, please?
Is it normal for friends to...
This is an interesting one.
Because sometimes I think you don't know whether you're in the friend zone with someone or not, early doors. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's interesting, because you're going down the sort of fancying route.
I was going to go down the road of, is it normal for friends to spoon?
Oh, interesting.
Because okay. I've had some spooners before, but they've just been friends.
Friends that spoon?
Yeah.
But you're saying they're strictly friends?
Yes.
But then they've, I don't know, you've just been sharing a bread and then they've suddenly gone to spoon.
A little hug sometimes, I think it's fine.
But has that been done in their sleep? Or are you saying that you have friends round at the weekend, say, just for cuddles on the sofa?
No.
That, like, what are you saying?
I'm just saying that I think sometimes there are certain people that are more, like, let's say, more over-affectionate than others.
Yes.
So they're quite touchy-feely. They just want a bit of that contact. Right. But there's nothing going on there.
So what you would want to Google is just, is that normal?
Yeah.
Like, does that happen to other people? Does everyone have special friends that have special cuddles? That
friends
kind
that
of
spoon.
Thing.
No, they're not special cuddles. They're just cuddles.
Yeah, just cuddles.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And you want to know, is that normal?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's an interesting one. Is it normal for friends to spoon?
Yeah, that's the first one.
It's an interesting one, though, that because I know two girls that on a night out, they are just friends.
Yeah.
But on a night out, they do often get off with each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what I would say is it normal just to get off with someone just because they're your friend? Like,
okay, so now, well, now you've gone into, is it normal for friends to kiss?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that's different.
But they are just friends.
Yeah, but they are kissing.
But they kiss on nights out, yeah.
Just nights out.
Just nights out. Yeah, like fun. Like I don't really know. It just happens.
Okay. So we've got: is it normal for friends to spoon, and is it normal for friends to kiss? What about our weird ones?
Oh, I mean, there must be so many.
Okay, I got one. Just remembered it. Is it normal for friends to shave each other?
Oh yeah, that happened. Mm.
Why did that happen?
I think it'd been a bit of a big night out. Mm. And I needed to have a shave. And for some reason, I thought it'd be funny that you shave me.
Yeah, so I did give you like a wet shave there, didn't I?
Yeah, but you were kind of keen on it. And
just
then
in my bathroom.
It was though. As it was happening, I was thinking, this it doesn't feel like this is crossing a line.
Yeah, but I'm only doing like what a barber would do.
That's what I mean. That's all I was using you for, like a barber.
Yeah, I think I was real nice at it as well.
But isn't that strange? It's okay for a barber to do it, but not your friend.
Yeah. It just, I mean,
something
it's quite,
did feel odd.
It's quite intimate, that's why.
Yeah.
Because I'm touching your face and I'm putting the cream on and that.
And there's no music in the background or anything. It's all just
no.
It's all just silent.
Yeah.
It's kind of at that point you go, what are we doing here?
I've got to admit to you now, and I don't think I did at the time. Halfway through, I was like, I regret this.
You regret this, or were you enjoying it?
No, I was like, this shouldn't be happening. We've crossed some kind of line here.
I can't remember. Did you call me sir?
No. But it wasn't until the actual, like, I was in the middle of the act, like halfway through the shave, I was like, this is not right.
No, but you had to finish me off, didn't
you?
Yeah,
I did. You can't go to work with like one half face, like hairy.
No,
and one
of course
cotton.
Not.
No, you can't.
That would have been way worse.
Yeah. You never know which way this is going to go, do you?
No.
When you start these?
No, I think I'm regretting us talking about the shaving thing now.
Yeah. So we've got so
It was
far,
just beard, though, wasn't
right.
it? It wasn't anything else.
Yeah.
You weren't like shaving my body.
No.
Not that I ever shave my body.
No.
I just mean, like, it was very strictly the face.
Yes.
Just in case anyone's wondering.
Okay, so we've got, is it normal for friends to spoon, to kiss, and to shave each other?
Mm.
Back with some more in a minute.
Scott Mills.
Also, one of our bosses came in earlier and came up with a great idea. Every time we do something on the show that is great, can we have those CO2 cannons that they have in Ibiza?
Oh, no, you're not... Don't tell everyone the idea. I want to take this on Dragon's Den.
So every time we do something good, someone outside maybe presses it. We don't know what's going to happen.
I want mini CO2 cannons by my keyboard here when I get an email.
It's like a massive load of smoke. They smoke every time. On the plane on the way back yesterday, we were doing a thing called demisting, and the pilot thought it would be funny. But like, it's because of the temperature change. It's hot outside and like cool inside. So there's like all mist going everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, some of you probably experienced this last night. It's your last chance to be by a smoke machine. I was like, all right, thanks for that. Not quite the same.
British Air raves.
What about Kem and Chris? They shaved each other on Love Island, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
It's more common than you'd think. That's from Jess in Exeter. This person says, I know a guy who knows a guy. Basically, he's a bodybuilder. can't reach certain places to shave, so does get one of his male friends to do it for him. It's more common than you think, I think.
One.
Just in the middle of another quite revealing Google game here on Radio 1. Today's question, which we've been given, we have to try and finish it with what we think are the most popular answers on the internet, is it normal for friends to... We've got to complete the sentence with what we think are the most popular answers that people are typing in there.
I'd like to throw another one into the mix, Scott, from the weekend. And it was when I was... No, don't worry. Right. When I was travelling to Ibiza and I was about to board the plane, there was a few different sort of groups of people that were there. There was a couple of hen parties that were there. And one of the hen parties had shirts with their nicknames on the back. Now, I know that used to be quite a regular thing, but I'd like to know, is it still normal for friends to do that? I'm talking about the hen party that I saw where it was a group of women. Do you want me to give you some of their names?
Yeah, I think you did mention this to me at the weekend, didn't you?
Yeah. Luscious Lorna, Noisy Nikki, and Saucy Susan.
Right. Now, who decides who's going to be who there? Do they have some kind of committee meeting?
I bet you there was a shirt reveal beforehand.
Do you think?
I reckon like 3 weeks ago, the shirts would have been made and there would have been a reveal.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm Saucy Susan.
Yeah, and it would have been a lot of laughs as the names were revealed.
Prob some Prosecco.
Yeah, 100% there was Prosecco involved, yeah. But as they were walking through the airport...
And obviously the Prosecco being drank through some willy straws.
Yeah,
standard.
Yeah, absolutely. Standard hen party behaviour. So there was that hen party. There was another hen party who had slightly more... And I don't want to criticise the last hen party, but they had slightly more classy shirts.
Right.
So they had other T-shirts. They just said Bride Squad on the back. But it was done in quite nice font.
I think you're right, though. It does seem to happen a bit less than when you used to go to Malia with the lads.
Yes, what I would say is, well, we haven't done it for ages, and I didn't think it was a thing. So I think a lot of people will have typed into Google ahead of, say, organising a hen party or a stag do, is it normal for friends to do the shirt thing?
Who decides on the name, though? Who decides that you're Naughty Nikki, or do you give yourself that name?
No, I think... I don't think you should ever give yourself the nickname.
Right.
And I really don't think Lorna was going for Luscious Lorna herself.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? That would have been given to...
In the reveal.
I also think if you're going to have nicknames in the back of the shirt, they should be kind of rude about the person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Noisy Nikki isn't really a... isn't really a nickname, is
no.
it? She wasn't that noisy either. She was actually very well behaved on the plane.
Yeah, like, at least live up to your name.
Yeah, yeah.
Be the noisy one on the plane.
I can't speak for Susan.
Okay, I think I'm out, so should we make a decision?
Okay, so what were the options?
So we've got, is it normal for friends to... We've said spoon, kiss, shave each other, or... What's your one get shirts, mate?
Making shirts for holidays.
Okay. What are you thinking?
I think the most popular one will either be, is it normal for friends to kiss? The shave each other one is a very niche situation.
Yeah.
But then maybe that's what forces people to Google it so much, because other people have shaved their friends.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be one of the top answers.
No?
Nah.
So let's rule that out. Maybe spoon.
Let's go.
It's the kind of thing that might happen on a lazy Sunday, and then you think about it later and you go, God, was that normal? Maybe I'll Google it.
Should we go for spoon?
Yeah, let's go spoon.
Okay, we think one of the most popular answers will be, is it normal for friends to spoon? Can we have the top five answers, please?
Is it normal for friends to kiss? To fight? To hold hands? To spoon? To argue?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, we kind of got two of them then.
I think that's the first time that we've ever got a correct answer on Google Game.
Good result.
So kiss and spoon, both in there. High five.
Scott Mills.
I'm keen to reintroduce to the show Instant Dragon's Den very soon. The new series of the actual show is about to start on the BBC. So I thought we would bring back our, let's be honest, much easier to get on version. Everyone's got an idea that they think would be a great invention. Or they're convinced that it is a great idea for an invention, but actually it's quite flawed and a bit rubbish. Those are the ones I want. But, like, you can skip all the hassle of convincing investors and putting a business plan together. We don't need any of that. Because I've got Deborah Meaden's home phone number, and she's only too happy to have you connected to her home, and you can pitch to her direct.
She loves it. Between us all, everyone listening right now and us, we must have loads of ideas, because we've not done this for a while.
And the TV show, as much as I love it, and I've always loved it, it is great, but it is long.
Yeah.
Right, so you've got to apply... then you've got to be accepted by the show to be on, and like that probably, you know, not very much chance of that happening. Then you've got to travel to the actual den. Then you've got to meet them face to face, which is absolutely terrifying. And there's a big camera on you. It's going to be on TV. Much easier to do it our way and a lot less scary. You don't even have to see them. It's just a simple phone call to Deborah Meaden's home phone. And then you just do your pitch and see if she likes it. So do you have a great business plan?
Well, what about those mini CO2 cannons that I was talking about earlier?
Yeah.
So just attach them to the computer. This is what I'm saying. Attach them to the computer. Then when you get an email, little mini CO2 that...
Amazing.
Be awesome. She'd love it.
So from previous series, this is Sarah's incredible idea. It's called David Beckham.
I'm combining two of the really great things of the world together, Ham and David Beckham. And that's where the product David Beckham was born. And I'm going for high-quality sliced ham that's going to have David Beckham's face right in the middle of it.
So high-quality ham with David Beckham's face in the middle of it. Two of the world's best things. Obviously, Mrs. Meaden hated it, but that's half of the fun in my eyes.
Yeah, exactly. We've had all sorts of ideas that have come through before. I do think the more out there ones are perfectly suited to this environment, you know, because you can get straight through. If you are going to have one chance, you know, maybe leave the real important ones for the show, but we'll take all the rest that you're not sure about and just think, well, maybe on the right day, she might go for it.
Yeah, like one of those wild, like... pie in the sky ideas.
Well, pies in the sky. Great idea you put yourself there, Scott.
Pies in the sky.
This is what I mean. Let's all work together. Let's make a few million each.
Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your phone number on it. If you've ever been in the pub with your mates and like, I've got a brilliant invention. That's what I'm looking for. Yes. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your phone number on it. I could be connecting you to Deborah Meaden's home phone soon on our next series of Instant Dragon's Den.
Scott Mills.
This is Scott Mills. This guy I know called Ryan, I just noticed this on his Twitter earlier. Currently, Flo Rida is 2 for 2 in predicting the order, which the Saturdays will go on strictly. Molly King was on with Grimmy this morning. Molly King is classic Strictly, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
She'll do really well. So she's the first one to be announced as one of this year's contestants. But if you listen to this track, the beginning of this track, by Flo Rida on the Saturdays, Flo Rida's predictions are true.
Hey, Flo Rida, Frankie, Molly, Una, Vanessa, Rochelle.
So Frankie obviously was on my year of Strictly. Mm-hmm. Molly's the next one. So then maybe he always knew something that we didn't, even though it was a few years ago, that track. So next you've got, after Molly, next year will be Una, then the year after Vanessa, and then the year after that will be Michelle. The new member of the Saturdays.
Michelle.
BBC.
Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Erica, how are you going?
I'm very excited. Hi, Scott, how are you?
I'm good. Oh, I love it. So you're heading to Yeovil, right, Erica?
I am. I'm here visiting my family and friends from Australia.
Okay, where do you live in Australia?
In Sydney.
Jealous.
Well, the weather's much better there than it is here.
Yes, it is. Do you listen to this show even when you're in Australia?
I listen to the podcast every day. I download it every day and I listen to it when I'm at work during the day.
Oh, so does it feel strange now hearing the show live and hearing
it's
music?
It's really strange. I'm so excited. And Scott and Chris, about 5 years ago, I sent you an Australian care package. It was when Becky was on the show.
You did. I remember.
That was me.
I remember this so much, right? Because you sent in chicken salt. And then since then, I've had to try and source this stuff myself. I remember this so much.
Oh, it's so good. I can't believe you don't have it here.
But it was all because of your present. It was so kind. You sent through all sorts. There was chocolate in there.
He's been addicted to chicken salt ever since. If you've never had it.
I love it.
Oh, my God. Try and get some. You can get it on the internet. Like, put it on chips. It's actual heaven.
And you had this stuff which wasn't Marmite, but it was similar.
Vegemite.
Yeah. Gave that a whirl.
Like it?
Yes, I like it. Australian radio not for you then, no?
Oh, Scott, it's the worst thing. I can't even listen to it. It's awful.
Okay, well,
you need
come
to
along.
Have Radio 1 there.
Yes. Well, it's good to have you on. Here's what I've got for you today.
Thank you.
Obviously, what do you want after a weekend of, like, continuous, pretty intense dance music? That's right, you want some camp pop. So here we go. Yes. Something kind of ooh. Girls allowed.
This is what you would have played in the toilets if you were DJing.
Yes, and it would have gone off as well.
Yeah.
Is Sarah Harding behaving herself on Celebrity Big Brother?
Sure, I've not watched it since the launch.
Okay, just thought I'd ask. There's something happened with her and Amelia Lilly, I think.
Has there been a ding-dong?
A bit.
Right.
Anyway, so that's what I've got.
Okay, or you can have my choice today, which is this.
Yes.
I'm just clinging on to the weekend, to be honest with you. But this is a tune. This is Avicii, My Feelings For You. Banger. You.
Okay.
Well, if there's a clear winner, Scott knows me way too well. Yeah. It has to be Scott. Yeah.
Something Kind of Who by Girls Aloud. They had hits.
Weirdly good to hear that, actually.
Yeah, I knew I had that in the bag, to be honest, as soon as I spoke to Erica there. Although your Avicii one was a bit of genius.
No, mine was a great song, but you were just getting on.
It wasn't an obvious Avicii one, that's why.
Okay, but I tell you why you two are getting on, and it's always the same. If we ever speak to someone from Australia, you can do the accent.
I've got a bond.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I can do that.
No,
see?
Well, obviously, you just did it again there.
So it's never going to work.
Thanks so much, Erica. Love you.
Yeah, thank
there's
you.
There's one in your class, there's one in your team, and there might even be one sitting next to you right now. Teen heroes are everywhere.
Radio 1's Teen Heroes.
We all know someone incredible between the ages of 12 and 17, but they need you to nominate them for the Teen Awards. You know a winner. So head to the Radio 1 website to nominate your teen hero.
And the winner is...
BBC Radio 1's Teen Heroes.
Scott Mills.
Maybe a little bit of a wave now, Chris. I'm not going to lie.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just feel like it's all caught up with me a little bit.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, but it was good. I mean, I'll be honest, our chat off air today is minimal.
It has been, yeah. I've got...
Obviously, we go on air and we talk, but while the songs are on, sometimes we can't stop chatting.
But you're not that fussed about talking to me today, are you?
To be honest,
Let's all just chill.
Yeah, it's not in the mood. I mean, obviously, I love you, but you know, I've known you so long now that like the silences aren't uncomfortable. Do you know what I mean?
That's a good stage.
It's fine. We can all just listen to Galantis and not talk. It's fine.
Girl, put your love on me.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Scott here. Hello, Radio 1. Who's that?
Hi, it's Charlotte from Cambridge. I was just wondering where Unlucky Gary is.
What do you mean?
Well, I've not heard from him in a while, and I was kind of worrying about him because he's quite unlucky.
Yeah, this is my friend Gary, who we have on the show from time to time. He's the person in my friend group that just unlucky or unfortunate things happen to. But I've got to say, I don't think that much bad stuff has happened. Why were you concerned?
Because the whole Unlucky Gary thing made me realise that I'm that friend. And I've been having a really bad month. Like, I lost my keys for like a good week.
Where did you last have them? Hate that question.
Well, wherever they last were.
Exactly. What a pointless
question.
That
is an annoying question.
Isn't it? If I knew that, I'd go there and find them immediately.
It turns out they were in my boyfriend's sister's house, but I didn't find them for like a week.
How did you get into your house?
I just waited for my other half to come home.
What, a week?
No, like every
day you'd wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
For like half an hour for him to get home or whatever.
Just a bit annoying.
And then I smashed my phone screen twice.
In the space of how long?
Maybe the same week.
So hang on, you smashed it, then what? Got a new phone and then smashed it again?
So basically, I work as a baker and I knock some boxes onto a saucepan, which then sent the saucepan flying because it hit just the handle.
Oh, wow.
It's like the start of Casualty, isn't
it?
It's like,
the first 10 minutes of Casualty.
It felt a little bit like that. And then it fell on my phone screen. Oh. And then a couple of days later, I was at a comedy show. And then after the comedy show, I got my phone out of my bag. And it was smashed, so I don't even know how it happened.
Right, well, you're having a nightmare.
The second time.
You might want to get a case on that.
I do have a case on it, but it just didn't work.
Do you know, for ages, right, Chris didn't have a case, and I was like, get a case. It was really stressing me out, I remember. And then you smashed it. I was like, well, you should have got a case.
Yeah, I know, you were kind of smug.
Yeah.
It is a smug moment. You do need to have a case at all times.
Yeah, it didn't work for you, though, did it?
No, not either time. And then the most unlucky thing, I wasn't looking where I was going on my bike and I cycled into a parked stationary Land Rover and broke my cheekbone.
Oh, that's really unlucky.
You weren't looking in front of you there then?
No. I was looking down, trying to sort something out on my bike and then looked up and there was a Land Rover.
Yeah.
I do not recommend it.
No, that's really bad.
So you're unlucky, Charlotte. It's kind of intriguing as to why you want to hear from unlucky Gary. Or does it just make you
feel
better?
Yeah,
I thought so.
Mm. It makes me feel better because it's nice to know that someone else is as unlucky. I thought I was just a bit weird. And then you started doing these features and I was like, oh, I've done that. Oh, me too. Oh, that's happened to me. And
so you
it just makes me feel a little bit better.
You can totally relate.
Very much I can relate to Gary.
Everyone does have that person in their friend group which is just like a bit of bad luck happens to. I'll tell you what, should we try and call him after this and see if anything's happened? Charlotte? Okay, good, she's gone. She's probably smashed her phone again.
Oh, no, do you think something unlucky's happened to her?
I don't know. I'm just going to call her back.
Scott Mills.
Charlotte's had a real run of bad luck recently. Lost her keys, smashed her phone twice, and then broke her cheekbone. It's not going well. She wants to hear from my friend Unlucky Gary, who is the guy in my group that bad things happen to, just to see if he's had any mishaps lately to make herself feel better. Hi, Gary.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm really good. Charlotte, meet Gary. Gary, meet Charlotte.
Hi, Unlucky Charlotte.
Oh, hi. Hi, Unlucky Gary.
I love it when it's two unluckies together.
Yeah, I don't know what this is going to do. Is this going to just make everything even more unlucky? Like, two of the unluckiest people around talking.
Something's going to implode soon.
Yeah, what's
going
to happen?
So, Gary, Charlotte's not been having a great time.
No.
But you're kind of used to this. This is your life. So has anything happened lately that could make Charlotte feel a bit better?
Yeah, we're really hoping something really unlucky's happened
to
you.
Well, no, we're not hoping that. We're just asking.
Someone's taken my photo and they're using it on a dating app to catfish people.
Right, so they're using your picture.
But they've aged me by like 7 years.
Oh. So, okay, so who are you on the profile?
They've called him Jake.
So, hang on a minute. You're not offended by the fact that someone's using your picture as a catfish thing. You're just worried that they've got the wrong age for you.
More so about the age, yeah.
it's not very kind. It is a bit unlucky.
Were you fuming?
I was annoyed. I emailed the company as well. I didn't have much information. I just said, can you please take it down?
Do you know what I think's even more unlucky about this situation? That you clearly matched with yourself on Tinder.
Not true.
Oh, no, you didn't match yourself, did you?
I did not, no. Okay.
An older version of yourself.
Oh, he's quite old. Oh, it's me.
Oh, it's me.
Okay. Apart from that, Gary, not much unluckiest lately?
No, that's it at the moment, yeah.
Okay, cool. That's pretty good going for you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
All right, thanks for your help, Gary.
Okay, see you later.
Okay, see you. Bye. Charlotte, do you feel better?
Yeah, I do a little, yeah.
Good.
I do feel like he's maybe passed the baton because I feel like my month was more unlucky.
Yeah, but you have those off months, do you know, where it's even worse.
True, he has.
It's unfortunate, you're just unlucky.
We are. We're just one of the ones. We're just taking one for the team, for everyone else.
Yeah.
But you've given me a great idea, though. Potentially, we could set up a dating app just for unlucky people. It's a new niche.
That's the next thing.
No, that would be a nightmare. No one would ever make it for a date. You couldn't go out with another unlucky person.
No. Well, I thought even a phone call between the both of you was a bad idea. Listen, Charlotte, I hope better luck finds you soon.
Thank you.
That was a weird thing to say.
That was an awesome thing to say. No, I really liked it.
It's like Jerry Springer's final thought.
I thought that was wicked.
Charlotte, I hope that luck finds you soon, real soon. Love you, bye.
Thank you. Love you, bye. Scott
Mills. Tell you what, the offers have really coming in since that toilet club gig on Saturday night. Reese has been on from Cardiff. He says, Scott, Chris, I know that you're DJing soon, both of you in Cardiff Student Union for freshers. Any chance Chris fancies DJing the staff toilets beforehand? He can arrange ample room.
Well, yeah, I guess I can do. Swing by the loos.
Yeah, but like, are you, because you're already in the main room with me, do you really want to do the toilets again?
Well, no, if we're DJing the main room, we'd have to discuss what arrangement we could come to.
I think this is not going to be the last toilet gig you've done. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Back tomorrow from 1 with some innuendo bingo on Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.